Foundational Elements for Crafting an Impactful Business Strategy by Patrick Sullivan, MBA. In today's turbulent marketplace, having a cohesive business strategy serves as an indispensable compass guiding enterprises toward profitability and competitive advantage. However, the fundamental question for leaders is, what are the core components of an effective strategic plan? While specific approaches certainly differ across industries and organizations, the most successful strategies exhibit specific common attributes that warrant examination. This article aims to outline the fundamental planning elements that underpin a potent business strategy, enabling organizations to channel resources toward the most consequential efforts that yield optimal strategic returns. We will explore establishing a vision and mission, analyzing the competitive environment, determining strategic positioning, conveying the value proposition, delineating objectives and metrics, and executing with excellence. Mastering these foundational aspects paves the pathway for strategy success. Articulating vision and mission. Logically, formulating a business strategy commences with leadership drafting vision and mission statements to orient the organization. Vision refers to the aspirational, future-oriented depiction of the organization's desired long-term position and contribution to its external environment. An effective vision statement galvanizes organizational members by framing a guiding mental model of the ideal future state the company aims to achieve through its strategy and operations. For instance, Amazon's vision to be Earth's most customer-centric company provides a succinct but vivid compass for strategic decisions over decades, perpetually elevating the importance of the customer in all undertakings. The expression of a clear strategic vision thus furnishes crucial guidance for organizational endeavors. The mission statement serves a complementary but distinct role, encapsulating the essence of the company's core purpose, aims, and reasons for existence in its present form. An effective mission statement concisely conveys what the company does, whom it serves, and how it fulfills unmet needs through its competitive positioning. For example, Disney's celebrated mission to make people happy succinctly conveys its raison d'etre. Thus, aligned vision and mission statements constitute foundational inputs for devising strategy, providing crucial clarity on the organization's long-term aspirations and present identity. With a clear vision and mission, strategy formulation can proceed with purpose and direction. Analyzing the competitive environment. After illustrating the vision and mission, business leaders must meticulously analyze the competitive environment in which they operate. Several frameworks facilitate systematic competitive analysis, including Porter's Five Forces, which examines threats of new entrants and substitutes, the bargaining power of suppliers and buyers, and industry rivalry. Leaders can also summarize strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats via a SWOT analysis. The objective is to comprehensively survey competition, understand nuances across consumer segments, identify unmet needs, and pinpoint gaps or deficiencies where a company could most effectively compete. For instance, disruptive e-commerce players like Amazon succeeded by targeting segments underserved by incumbent book retailers and rectifying pain points through superior convenience and selection. Thus, competitive analysis illuminates potential strategic differentiation and advantage sources based on environmental opportunities. It orients strategy formulation by revealing where and how an organization can deliver superior value compared to rivals. Formulating strategic positioning. With robust insights into the competitive landscape, business leaders can hone their strategic positioning to differentiate their value proposition best and target the most lucrative market spaces. This process entails emphasizing the company's singular combination of capabilities, assets, expertise, and relationships where it sustains a notable competitive advantage that rivals cannot easily replicate. Strategic differentiation springs from various sources, including proprietary technologies, distribution infrastructure, brand equity, access to rare resources, and organizational culture. For instance, Caterpillar's dealership network and after-sales support services reinforce its unique value proposition and strategic positioning in the heavy equipment industry. Ideally, the company should distill its advantage into a crisp value proposition statement that expresses its differentiation and why the customer is better served by its offerings than alternatives. When strategic positioning aligns with organizational strengths and marketplace opportunities, it configures strategy and resource allocation toward maximizing value delivery. Identifying objectives and key results. While vision, mission, and positioning provide essential strategic orientation, the strategy must also underscore tactical objectives and metrics that translate high-level aspirations into concrete results. As strategy guru Robert Kaplan emphasized, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. Therefore, leaders should choose specific, quantifiable objectives aligned with the strategy and 1 to 2 associated key results that indicate progress toward each objective. For instance, goals may include revenue growth, new product development, customer acquisition, or geographic expansion. Robust key results track metrics like sales and conversions, enabling leaders to discern if strategic initiatives yield intended outcomes. This consideration prevents strategy from deteriorating into lofty theorizing, detached from actual organizational results. Using objectives linked to measurable key results creates accountability and enables refinement when execution falls short. It translates strategy into definable metrics that reflect market impact. Executing the strategy with excellence. Finally, even the most ingenious strategy still needs careful execution. This critical step requires developing detailed implementation plans that specify owners, resource allocation, time horizons, and success metrics for each strategic initiative. Plans should anticipate risks and outline contingencies. Ongoing analysis of quantitative key results versus plan enables leaders to refine execution and resource allocation continually. Equally crucial, the strategy must permeate the organizational culture. Leaders should reinforce strategic priorities through internal communications, training, and incentive alignment. Employees must understand how their roles and contributions ladder up to strategic success. A culture steeped in the strategy and its underlying purpose engenders organization-wide commitment to excellent execution. These foundational components furnish an integrated framework for devising and implementing business strategy. While specific strategic content differs across organizations, mastery of vision and mission, competitive analysis, strategic positioning, objective/key results, and flawless execution vastly increases the probability that company strategy will achieve its intended marketplace impact. Closing remarks. This article outlined principal elements underpinning formidable business strategies that deliver results. Mastering these core components channels strategic thinking toward marketplace insights, differentiation, measurable objectives, and execution excellence. Business leaders who internalize these planning attributes will craft strategies that generate optimal strategic outcomes. They provide conceptual frameworks on which to build the structure of strategic analysis. Learn more. For readers looking to deepen their knowledge of business strategy, several seminal books provide foundational insights into the concepts discussed in this article. Links to purchase these books can be found in this blog post on Well-Educated Millennials' website. Competitive Strategy by Michael Porter. This classic text introduced core strategy frameworks like the Five Forces Model, Generic Strategies, and Value Chain Analysis. It remains the cornerstone reference for competitive positioning. Built to Last by Jim Collins and Jerry Porras, the authors analyze long-lasting, visionary companies to determine success factors like embracing bold missions and cultivating core values. Good to Great by Jim Collins. Collins examines how good companies can achieve greatness through elements like leadership, culture, technology accelerators, and the hedgehog concept. The Balanced Scorecard by Robert Kaplan and David Norton. This book details the balanced scorecard approach to linking a company's vision and strategy to performance metrics and execution. Blue Ocean Strategy by W. Chan Kim and Renee Mulborn. The authors propose creating blue oceans of uncontested market space versus competing directly in red oceans. Playing to Win by A.G. Laffley and Roger Martin. This examines strategy through the lens of making clear choices on where to play and how to win. The Lords of Strategy by Walter Kietchel. Kietchel provides a business history recounting the ideas and practitioners who shape modern strategic management theories. Immersing oneself in these influential works will provide a deep dive education into the evolution of strategic thought and the frameworks needed to develop a robust, systematic approach to modern business strategy.